Agritech is transforming farming into more precise, efficient, and profitable activity. Precision farming tools like drones, sensors, and IoT devices enable real-time monitoring of soil, moisture, and crop health. This minimizes waste and maximizes yields. Vineyards in Maharashtra are now using drones to detect pest infestations early, saving crops and reducing pesticide use. Mobile applications are equally powerful. Apps like Kisan Suvidha provide localized weather updates, mandi prices, and access to quality inputs. Farmers who once relied on guesswork now make informed decisions. Blockchain and artificial intelligence are emerging too. Blockchain ensures supply chain transparency so consumers in urban market can trace their food back to the farm. AI helps farmers forecast yields and optimize input use. These technologies may sound futuristic, but they are already being applied. A farmer in Karnataka using a soil sensor reduced fertilizer use by 25% while improving his yield quality. Such stories show how agritech is not just for corporates but for smallholders too. Agritech is making farming smarter and more sustainable and more profitable. Beyond the farm, technology is also reshaping how farmers sell. Let's look at online marketplaces connecting farmers directly to the buyers. One of the greatest barriers for farmers has always been reaching buyers at fair price. Online marketplaces are solving this gap by directly connecting farmers with consumers and retailers and wholesalers. Platforms like Dehat, Big Hat, and Krishi Hub are revolutionizing how rural entrepreneurs operate. Farmers no longer depend solely on middlemen or local mandis. Instead, they can list their produce online, access transparent pricing, and even get logistics support. Take the story of a tomato farmer in Bihar who joined Dehat. Earlier, he sold at 5 rupees a kilo in his village mandi. Through the platform, he connected to an institutional buyer and sold at 9 rupees a kilo. With a single harvest, his income jumped significantly. Online platforms don't just offer higher returns, they provide predictability. Farmers receive demand, forecast, bulk orders, and even doorstep delivery of inputs. This transforms farming from a gamble to a more structured enterprise. The digital marketplaces are not just improving farmer earning, but they are also professionalizing the rural entrepreneurship. They put power back in the hands of producers. Of course, for these platforms to succeed, farmers must be able to transact smoothly. That's where digital payments and financial inclusion play a game-changing role. Digital payments have quietly become one of the biggest enablers of rural entrepreneurship. Systems like UPI, mobile wallets, and Aadhaar-linked accounts make transactions faster, safer, and more transparent. In the past, a vegetable farmer selling in nearby town often returned home with cash, exposed to theft and disputes. Today, many receive payments instantly via mobile wallets or bank transfers. This reduces the risk and builds trust with buyers. Financial inclusion goes beyond convenience. Digital transactions create records. These records help rural entrepreneurs build credit histories, making them eligible for loans. For example, a dairy farmer in Maharashtra who consistently received digital payments was later able to secure a bank loan to expand her herd. Something impossible earlier without collateral. Digital systems also lower costs. No need for expensive middlemen or delays in cash settlements. During COVID-19, when physical markets shut down, digital transactions allowed farmers in several states to continue selling produce seamlessly. Financial inclusion is not just a technology story, it is empowerment. It brings rural entrepreneurship into the formal economy, giving them legitimacy and confidence. Building on digital tools, entrepreneurs are also learning to market themselves better. Let's now see how social media is helping rural businesses grow their reach and relationships. Social media has become an unexpected ally for rural entrepreneurs. What was once seen only as entertainment is now a powerful business tool. Farmers are now using Facebook and WhatsApp group to sell produce directly. A farmer in Punjab posts daily pictures of his fresh vegetables on WhatsApp, taking orders from urban customers. Payments are collected digitally and produce is delivered at the same day. This direct selling model bypasses the mandi altogether. Entrepreneurs also use Instagram and YouTube to promote products and build brands. A women's collective in Gujarat making handmade khakras went viral on Instagram, leading to bulk orders from cities like Bengaluru and Pune. Their followers became loyal customers. Social media fosters customer relationship too. Small entrepreneurs can now communicate directly with buyers, receive feedback, and adjust the offerings quickly. This builds loyalty and long-term demand. The beauty of social media is that it levels the playing field. A farmer in a remote village can promote his products to the same audience as a big brand. Once products are visible, the next step is adding value. This brings us to food processing units, one of the strongest ways rural entrepreneurs increase income. Food processing is where rural entrepreneurship makes one of its biggest leap. Instead of selling raw produce, farmers and entrepreneurs process it into higher value products. This extends shelf life, improves quality, and earns significant high margins. For example, mango farmers in Ratnagiri now run processing units that convert mangoes into pulp or pickles. Instead of selling raw fruit in bulk, they capture profits at multiple stages. A tomato grower who processes his crop into puree can sell year-round, even when fresh tomatoes are out of season. Processing also meets market demand. Urban consumers want packaged, hygienic, ready-to-use products. By meeting these expectations, rural entrepreneurs tap into premium markets. Government grants have supported many such ventures. The Food Processing Ministry provides subsidies for equipment and training, while private firms often partner for distribution. Food processing is more than business. It reduces waste, creates local jobs, and stabilizes rural income. It ensures that villages don't just produce, they also add value locally. Of course, to maintain quality and meet market timelines, the processed goods needs the storage facilities. This makes cold storage and warehousing critical for success. Post-harvest losses remain one of the biggest challenges in Indian agriculture, with nearly 30 to 40% of the produce wastage due to poor handling. Cold storage and warehousing bridge this gap by extending shelf life, maintaining freshness, and reducing spoilage. For perishable goods like fruits, vegetables, and dairy, temperature-controlled storage ensures production reach market in prime condition. Modern warehouses also enable grading, sorting, and packaging, adding value before sale. By investing in cold storage infrastructure, rural entrepreneurs not only cut losses, but also access distant and premium markets confidently. From storage solutions, let us move to how organic farming helps farmers capture premium market. Organic farming is more than a production method. It is a market opportunity. Consumers are increasingly health conscious and willing to pay more for chemical-free, eco-friendly produce. This opens up premium markets in cities and even exports. Certification assures buyers of authenticity, creating trust and brand value. Farmers also benefit from reduced input costs by using compost, crop rotation, and natural pest control. By tapping into premium markets, organic farmers gain higher returns, build loyal customers, and differentiate themselves in a crowded marketplace. Organic farming thus connects rural producers with urban demand in powerful ways. Along with organic farming, innovation empowers rural entrepreneurs to create new opportunities. Innovation is transforming rural agribusiness from mobile apps for weather forecasting to affordable farm tools designed for smallholders. Rural entrepreneurs are breaking barriers. Initiatives like Kamal Kisan provide low-cost mechanization, while FPOs use digital platform to aggregate produce and negotiate better prices. Innovation also extends to new business models, hydroponics, farm-to-consumer delivery, or processing ventures. These ideas empower rural youth to see farming not as a survival, but a scalable business. By fostering innovation, we create entrepreneurs who drive local employment, reduce migration, and build sustainable rural economies. Let us now consolidate our insights into the key takeaways and next steps. The key takeaways are clear: sustainability, innovation, and community empowerment, and are the pillars of modern agribusiness. Cold storage reduces losses, organic farming opens premium markets, and innovation empowers rural entrepreneurs. The next steps involve scaling through these solutions, through partnerships, policy support, and investments. Farmers need training, infrastructure, and access to finance. Entrepreneurs require mentorship and digital tools. By combining this, we create an ecosystem where rural agribusiness thrives competitively while remaining sustainable. The way forward is not isolated solutions, but integrated strategies. To see these principles in action, let's look at some case studies of successful rural entrepreneurs. Across India, inspiring rural entrepreneurs are redefining agriculture. Pabiben Rabari turned traditional embroidery into a global brand. Tulsi Ram innovated by adopting integrated farming, combining crops, dairy, and biofertilizers for sustainable profits. Small FPOs in Maharashtra collectively run cold storage units, saving cost and boosting returns. These stories highlight that success comes not from size, but from vision, resilience, and innovation. By learning from these examples, other rural entrepreneurs gain both confidence and roadmaps for action. Case studies remind us that transformation is already happening and can be scaled. Rural entrepreneurship is also about preserving heritage while creating livelihoods. A shining example here is Pabiben Rabari, a woman from Gujarat who transformed traditional embroidery into a global enterprise. Coming from the Rabari community, Pabiben started by stitching Harijari embroidery, a traditional art form practiced by her ancestors. Initially, it was a way to earn a small side income. But with vision and persistence, she began creating innovative products like puppy bags, blending traditional patterns with modern utility. Soon, her work gained recognition. Today, her designs are sold internationally, bringing income not just to her, but to dozens of women artisans in her village. Pabiben's journey demonstrates that rural entrepreneurship is not confined to farming. Culture and creativity are equally powerful assets. Her success inspires women across India to turn cultural skills into enterprises. She broke barriers of gender, geography, and limited resources by believing in the value of her heritage. From traditional crafts to modern technology, let's now see how innovations in farm mechanization through Kamal Kisan are driving rural transformation. Mechanization is often seen as unaffordable for small farmers. But startups like Kamal Kisan are changing that perception. Founded with the vision of creating affordable tools, Kamal Kisan develops machines that reduce labor costs and improve efficiencies for smallholders. For example, their lightweight sugarcane planter reduces planting time drastically and saves farmers almost 40% in labor costs. Similarly, their mulch laying machine allows even a small farmer to adopt modern practices that improve soil health and conserve water. What makes Kamal Kisan unique is its design for affordability approach. Instead of importing expensive equipment suited for large farms, they innovate for India's fragmented landholdings. Farmers who once thought that mechanization was out of reach now see it as an accessible tool for growth. The story of Kamal Kisan proves that rural entrepreneurship is not just about selling produce. It is also about building solutions that empower millions of other farmers. We have seen how organizations are transforming agriculture, but change also happens at an individual level. Let's meet Tulsi Ram, a rural entrepreneur whose journey embodies grit and resilience. Tulsi Ram's story is a reminder that determination can overcome even the toughest barriers. Born into a farming family with limited means, he began with a small piece of land and little access to modern tools. But instead of accepting constraints, he turned them into opportunities. Tulsi Ram experimented with crop diversification, growing vegetables alongside traditional cereals. When middlemen offered poor prices, he joined a farmer-producer group to sell directly into local markets. Slowly, his income grew. What makes his journey inspiring is not just financial success, but resilience. When unseasonal rains destroyed his crop one year, he did not give up. He borrowed a small loan, replanted quickly, and introduced drip irrigation to safeguard against future risks. Today, he employs others in his village, proving that entrepreneurship uplifts the entire communities. Tulsi Ram's journey shows that rural entrepreneurship is not about starting big. It is about starting smart, adapting fast, and staying determined. Stories like Tulsi Ram add up to something bigger. They show how entrepreneurship can drive rural economic transformation. Rural entrepreneurship is not just about individual success. It drives systematic transformation. When entrepreneurs thrive, they create jobs, reduce poverty, and keep wealth circulating locally. This ripple effect strengthens the entire rural economy. Take dairy cooperatives as an example. A single cooperative may start small, but over time, it builds cold storage, transport networks, and processing units. This infrastructure benefits not just members, but the wider community. Similarly, agritourism in Maharashtra has transformed villages into destinations, creating employment in food, hospitality and crafts. Transformation also happens through mindset change. Villagers begin to see themselves not just as laborers, but as business owners. Youth stop migrating and instead invest energy locally. Women gain economic independence, which in turn reshapes social dynamics. When rural economies transform, they don't just catch up with cities, they redefine growth in their own terms, rooted in resilience and sustainability. But this transformation isn't easy. Entrepreneurs face multiple barriers that must be overcome to unlock their full potential. Every inspiring story of rural entrepreneurship is also a story of overcoming barriers. Lack of finance, poor infrastructure, limited skills, and social norms are obstacles that could have easily be stopped, that could have easily stopped progress. Yet rural entrepreneurs innovate their way around them. For instance, women's self-help groups often pool resources when banks refuse loan. Farmer collectives negotiate better deals with transporters to overcome logistics hurdles. Youths leverage mobile phones to reach markets that their parents could never access. Support systems also play a role. NGOs step in with training, microfinance bridges, credit grabs, and government schemes provide subsidies. But ultimately, it is the resilience of entrepreneurs that makes the difference. They refuse to let barriers define their future. Overcoming barriers is not just about eliminating every obstacle. It is about building systems, communities, and confidence to rise above them. When this spirit combines with supportive policies, rural entrepreneurship becomes unstoppable. And with that, we see how individual determination, collective action, and supportive ecosystems all converge to make rural entrepreneurship the cornerstone of India agribusiness. Farmer producer organizations are the collective strengths of small farmers. By pooling resources, farmers gain bargaining power, reduce cost, and access larger markets. An FPO in Madhya Pradesh organized soybean farmers into a single supply unit. Instead of selling individually to traders, they negotiated one group with a processing company. Prices rose and the farmers received timely payments. FPOs also enable access to technology. A single farmer may not afford a tractor, but an FPO can buy one collectively and rent it out to members. Similarly, cold storage units or processing facilities become viable when costs are shared. Market access improves too. FPOs often bypass local mandis and supply directly to retail chain or exporters. This ensures fairer prices and reduces dependence on middlemen. FPOs prove that collaboration multiplies impact. They empower farmers not only economically but socially, giving them confidence and a collective voice. To take this further, let's look at the scaling lessons we can learn from successful rural entrepreneurs and FPOs. Scaling success requires more than a good idea. It requires systems. And the first lesson is adaptability. Successful rural entrepreneurs constantly adapt to changing markets and technologies. For instance, a farmer collective in Gujarat began by selling vegetables but later expanded into packaged snacks when they noticed urban demand. The second lesson is partnership. No rural enterprise scales alone. Collaboration with NGOs, government, or private firms helps overcome gaps in finance skills and infrastructure. The third lesson is branding. Rural products often struggle with visibility. But entrepreneurship who invest in packaging, storytelling, and quality certifications reach premium markets. A honey cooperative in Jharkhand rebranded itself and now sells through organic stores. Finally, scaling requires resilience. Rural entrepreneurship face climate shocks, price fluctuations, and cultural resistance. Those who persevere, pivot, and learn from setbacks are the ones who grow. Scaling is not about size alone. It is about creating sustainable, repeated models that others can adopt. With these lessons in mind, let us conclude this chapter by reflecting on how rural entrepreneurship drives inclusive development for India's future. As we conclude Chapter 8, Rural Entrepreneurship and Innovation in Agribusiness, the message is clear. Rural entrepreneurship is not a side note. It is central to India's growth story. It creates jobs, reduces poverty, empowers women, and builds communities that are self-reliant and proud. Innovation ensures that these enterprises are not only sustainable, but also competitive. Whether through agritech, food processing, digital platform, or social media, rural entrepreneurs are proving that geography is not a limitation where determination meets opportunity. This journey is also about inclusion. Every time a woman starts a micro enterprise or a youth chooses to build in his village rather than migrate, we move one step closer to an India where prosperity is shared. On a personal note, I want to thank you for your attention and engagement. These are not abstract concepts. These are real lives and real communities. And the role we play, whether as policymakers, entrepreneurship or supporters, can make all the difference. Let us carry forward the belief that innovation, collaboration and entrepreneurship can together create a rural India that is vibrant, resilient and future ready. Thank you. My name is Vaibhav Samant from Rewasa Farms.